How's it going, Real Talk fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Lecture Series. Again, this is a brand new segment of the Real Talk University podcast. We're going to be bringing these episodes to you every Tuesday going forward, complemented by our interview episodes every Thursday. Basically, we made this segment of the podcast so that we, Christian and I, can deliver practical and actionable advice to you guys in a short 10 to 20 minute span. So today we're going to talk about why and how to start a podcast.
Absolutely, guys. So first, we really want to get into the why to start a podcast because we feel like this is very important. So first of all, podcasting is a huge industry that is still growing today, and we feel like you really have no better time to get into the industry than right now. Because while podcasts, there's already a lot of them out there, there's still so much room for growth, whether it be entrepreneurship, news, covering celebrities, sports, anything like that. Just getting a podcast, getting your voice heard, getting your name out there and growing an audience is one of the best ways to growing a personal brand. And we feel that podcasting is a very, very easy and quick way to get started with that.
Definitely. And a lot of people are so bunched up over the numbers and how many listens they're going to get or how many people are doing a podcast. And really, if you look at it, I think the biggest benefit from Christian and I doing our podcast, which started about 6 months ago, is just being able to connect and network with these high-level entrepreneurs that really you wouldn't be able to network with if it wasn't for the podcast. So there's really so many different advantages that come with starting a podcast, not just, you know, exposure and building your brand. There's just always so many other ways to take advantage of this opportunity. And if you're, you know, pretty familiar with entrepreneurship or just media and marketing in general, podcasting is basically the new media. And a lot of companies such as Spotify are getting involved and heavily putting money into podcasting apps such as Anchor and Gimlet and different media companies. So there's definitely signs that this industry is just getting started and it's ready to explode. And the barrier to entry to start your podcast, like we're going to get into in a few minutes here, is just, it's so low. Anyone can start it with the most basic equipment, and we're really excited to help you guys get to where we, Christian and I, have got in just a short 6 months.
Yeah, so like what Andre said, don't really focus on your listens at first. Really focus on the connections you make within the interview, because the guest that you're talking to has a ton of reach, a ton of influence on people, and if you can market and network with them, then you're going to be set to influence their audience also. So I really want to just talk about conveying your message on a podcast, because all you need is a microphone and an idea to really get your idea out there. So for us, our idea is that college, while it is beneficial, it doesn't really teach students enough on how to like start their own business or company or side hustle outside of the classroom and how to get going on your passions. So basically, we just came up with the idea one day, and it didn't take us too long to shoot our first episode. And since then, we're 38 interviews or episodes in, and we really haven't slowed down at all. So once you get going and get some momentum, your message just builds and grows an audience, and it's really great to just see what you're able to do with it.
Definitely. And I mean, looking back to when we first started the podcast to now, I myself personally could say that my life has changed in a great way, obviously, just with the connections and the things that we've been able to do. Like, really, as a direct result of the podcast, we were able to have a steak dinner with Rob Gronkowski and his family. So really, some things that you could really never imagine or draw up could happen, and they definitely will happen as long as you put in the time and the effort to make it worthwhile. And really, you're just serving your audience. Christian and I, the reason we started, like you said, is just to show people the opportunities out there. We just want to help people see what we see. We just have a passion for that because we know the opportunities are out there. We just want to point people in the right direction. So we're just going to get into more on how to actually start your own podcast. If you're interested, definitely get a notepad, grab a notepad. There's going to be a lot of things to write down here, a lot of great actionable advice for you guys to take right after this podcast and hopefully launch your own. And we're excited to see where you guys go with that.
Yeah, so first we just want to plug our ebook quickly, because our ebook is honestly, we believe, the best A to Z process to starting your own podcast. We cover everything you could possibly need, from how to nail guests on your show, what you should talk about, how to get equipment, the resources you need to edit and publish stuff on Apple Podcasts. It's really, really easy for you guys. So make sure to check that out, the free Real Talk University podcast ebook.
Yep, and just want to plug the link for you guys. It's bit.ly/RTU ebook. So that's bit.ly/RTU ebook. And I think the biggest advantage of our ebook is the way we show people how to get advertisements and sponsors for your podcast immediately, no matter how many downloads you get. So if you want to learn more about that, visit the website bit.ly/RTU ebook.
Absolutely. And then getting on Apple Podcasts, it seems like it might be challenging and you might have to be qualified to get on there, but it's really easy. Simply use Anchor. You can upload your episode and then it'll go to all streaming podcast services right away. So it's really easy for you guys to get in there.
Definitely. And in terms of equipment, it's super basic. Christian and I started when we decided to do our podcast. One of the biggest things I think that helped us to get to where we are today is we took immediate action. We literally came up with the idea, and the next thing you knew, we recorded our first episode, which was absolute garbage. But the fact that we just got it out there, I think, put us in the right direction, got us going in the right direction, and it made all the difference, really. So just get started. You don't need any complicated equipment. It's really just a simple microphone. I know Tim Ferriss, one of the top podcasters, recommended a microphone that Christian and I use, which I think was only like $70 on Amazon, which is super cheap. And it's the Audio-Technica ATR2100 microphone. It's $60 on Amazon. It's literally all you need. If you can't afford that, literally just use your iPhone. You could talk and speak into your iPhone. It'll come out fine, especially for your first few episodes you experiment with. Just download the app anchor.fm.
Absolutely. We'll plug all the links to Anchor and the microphone we use and our ebook in the show notes for this. But we also want to talk about our editing software that we're using right now called Audacity. So while it looks like extremely technical and hard to use, it's actually pretty simple once you get into it. You basically just cut out where you sound bad and then delete that part, and it just sounds really natural. And you can also change the volume of the podcast if it's too dim or too loud. Really, just make sure that you have the best possible audio experience for your guests, and it's really easy to use.
Definitely. Like, I remember being super intimidated by using it because I've never had any experience with editing software or audio software. And it really took me, I think, an hour or two to learn basically all the features you're going to need to know how to use to edit and publish a podcast. So it's, again, super easy. You just have to take the time to actually commit and just do it. You just have to put in the work.
Absolutely. So now we want to go into the real basic stuff. What name you should use. Well, not what name you should use, but what name you come up with. And then the niche that you want to cover. So first, a name is obviously very important because on the surface, when anyone is introduced to your podcast, the first thing they're going to know is your name. And if it's not catchy, if it's not clever, it might not stick with people and get them interested. So for us, Real Talk University, Andre and I kind of discussed names for, I don't know, a few days, bouncing back and forth some ideas, and then Real Talk University came into the mix, and we just knew that was the one. And we think that it's really catchy, really easy to remember, and it relates to our mission statement about getting into colleges and universities and influencing students. And then for our niche, we really wanted to get into entrepreneurship, but within that, we wanted to make sure we were targeting college students because we feel like while there are a lot of entrepreneurship podcasts out there, not many of them, if not any of them, target college-age students or young people. So we really feel like we could break into the game that way. And if you find a niche that's really untapped and really specific, you'll also find a lot of success early on.
Definitely. And I think something super important to do with your name. I know, like Christian mentioned, we had a lot of names in the funnel that we were considering. So something really simple and important to do is just to type those names in the Apple Podcast app or Spotify or Anchor just to see if that name is taken. Because I know one of the ones that we wanted to use was like the Passion Podcast or the Passion Project. And there were just a ton of podcasts along the same exact lines as that name, which is why we kind of diverted to Real Talk University. And we're happy with the name. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. And it really conveys our message, as Christian mentioned. And in terms of niche, I think like John Lee Dumas, one of the top podcasters in the industry, on an interview that we did with him, really said the key to having a successful podcast is to just really super niche, really just get super defined, super, super defined with who you want to target, what you want to talk about. So instead of having a broad message, really get defined into what you think could really best serve an audience.
Absolutely. And then for your first episode, don't wait. Don't plan it out forever. Don't regret it. Just do it. It's not going to be the best. You have no experience, so no one's going to really blame you. They're most likely going to, like, for us, when people figured out that we were doing a podcast, I thought that we would get shamed for it, from like, it would be embarrassing. But it's actually super empowering. Everyone that I know stands behind what I'm doing here. All my friends, all my family reach out. Like, random people I haven't talked to in months will reach out when they see my posts and say, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. This is really amazing. So it's really inspiring, and it's all because we just got started with our very first episode. We just pulled the trigger. We recorded it. We had a brief outline. It wasn't the best work, but we've improved a million times over since then, and it's really great to see where we've came, all because we just got started.
Yep. Most people, again, are not going to start a podcast, or they're going to listen to this and just weigh the options because of simply fear of failure or fear of criticism. And again, you just have to push through that, kind of just think within your own self and do what will make you happy and what you think is going to best serve yourself. Because again, you have to stop living other people's lives. You're going to have to start making decisions for yourself, and you're going to have to block out all that negative energy. And like Christian said, you're going to be surprised, because if you're doing something great, if you're putting something out there to serve other people, then you're going to get a lot of positive feedback. So I think you're going to surprise yourself, and you're going to start impacting lives. And I think for just an average person, that's something that would be an honor and a dream. So
absolutely. And while getting a podcast is great, it's not great if no one hears it. So you have to use social media, use Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, get your name out there, post like every day, a few times a day, at least on Instagram, post 3 to 5 times if you want. On Twitter, post as much as you want. LinkedIn and Facebook, post updates on your episodes and what you're doing, and people will start to listen. There's really good growth hacks that we could teach you guys about engagement groups and follow-for-follow schemes on Twitter and stuff like that that can really help you out. It's all in the ebook, so make sure to go check out that ebook. Again, like we said, the ebook is free to use. It has all these tips and tricks in there if you want to get started, because social media really is the best way to grow your podcast, because you can grow a loyal fan base through social media that will translate to podcast listens and then get your name out there.
Yeah, and again, this is all free. There's really no excuse. It's all free. The ebook is free. Audacity is free. Anchor is free. To use Instagram is free. There's really no cost. I mean, of course, you can run ads. You could bump up anything with costs and just to help promote it. But if you want to start, the barrier entry is so low. Like, there's really no freaking cost. So there's no excuse. We're giving you everything you need to learn. You could literally hop off this podcast now if you wanted and start your own. So we love competition. We love to see other people come into this industry and do awesome things. And like Christian said, with social media, not just to promote your podcast, but also to connect with your audience, because I think that's super important in terms of growth and finding the right direction for your podcast. So definitely put out your episodes and promote it, but also encourage your audience to provide feedback, criticism, all that kind of stuff is super important to making your show better, because again, we're doing this for an audience and we're trying to best serve our audience. And the way to do that is to basically get their feedback and see what they want to hear more of.
Absolutely, guys. Get started. I know getting started is scary, but I find that the biggest fear that I ever have is just getting started. Once you start, it's either failure or success. Failure, you'll get over it and move on. Success, you'll be motivated day in and day out to do better. And that's what we really have with this podcast. I mean, at first I was hesitant to start, but ever since then I've been all into it. I've really devoted myself to this. I've really planned out the vision for this podcast, and I'm excited to see where it goes. So make sure to get started, guys. There's really just no excuse not to.
Definitely. So once you get started, once you get a few episodes in the funnel, there's one thing that I think is going to be the biggest determinant of your success, and that's just straight up consistency. Literally, if you could just put out one episode a week, that'd be incredible. I think one of my biggest and proudest achievements with the podcast that we've been doing so far is we have not missed a week so far since we started. I think almost 7 months into it, we've put out at least an episode a week, and even some weeks we're doing two. We're going to do two going forward, so we're super proud about that, and I think consistency wins. So definitely focus hard on that. It's really not hard to put out a podcast episode once a week, guys. It's really not hard to do.
Yeah, and on top of that, I just want to talk about social media consistency, because I run the Twitter, and from what I've seen, when we're consistent with posting a few times a day, that's when we grow the most rapidly. So if we slack off and post once a day or like a few times a day or a week, we lose followers, people lose interest in us, we fall into the feed of endless tweets that are out there, and we just lose our name. So always be consistent, set alarms, set reminders, be accountable for yourself to just go out there and post, go out there and release podcast episodes. And that's the only way you're going to be able to make it in this very saturated life and day and age of social media. So
yeah, and of course, there's a lot of competition out there. There are a lot of people starting podcasts. There already are so many great podcasts out there. So the only way you're going to, you know, prove your point and serve your audience and reach a bigger audience is being consistent. It's really the little things that, you know, get you to where you want to be. People ask us all the time, like, how we've interviewed these big guests, how we've been doing so well with the podcast, how we stay consistent. And there's really no, like, secret to success. It's really just the simple things and committing to that. And again, the ebook is, I think, your number one resource for that, which we, again, offer for free. So, I mean, at this point, 15 minutes into the podcast, if you guys haven't checked out that ebook or downloaded that ebook, then I don't know why you're still listening.
Absolutely. It's really just the easiest way to get started. And it was curated by the host of Real Talk University, Andre, and I, and then the host of American Real, Roger Brooks. So we have three great minds that have a lot of experience putting it together for you guys. So last thing I want to talk about is the fact that you need to learn as you go. You feel like you might not be an expert when you first get started. You don't want to start because you feel like no one will listen to you if you're not a complete expert in your field. But really, nobody is. I wasn't an expert when I started. I'm still not. Andre wasn't an expert when he started. He might be an expert by now. I don't really know, but I think he is. I think he is. But the great thing about the podcast interviews are that you can learn from the people you interview, learn from people you engage with, and just learn as you go. Because the only way to learn is through experience and connections, and that's exactly what a podcast does. So it literally teaches you how to learn and how to gain knowledge, and you don't have to have it at first because no one will expect you to actually have it when you first start.
Exactly. Depending on your situation, for Christian and I think just being college students, we had a lot more leverage, just not expected to be industry experts. But I think instead of using that as a weakness, we turn that around and use it as a strength. And that's what separates us from most people, is that we're learning with our audience. So we're able to ask questions from a unique perspective, perspective that obviously our audience is able to relate with. So you guys really just have to open your mindset to basically finding these weaknesses that most people would perceive as a weakness and start turning those around and, you know, making them your biggest strengths and advantages.
Well, that's all we got for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed. Make sure to leave some feedback if you got all the way to the end. Let us know what else you want to talk about as part of our, let us know what you want us to talk about as part of the lecture series. We're willing to sit down and talk about literally anything related to business or life goals or anything like that. So make sure to reach out, guys.
Definitely. And if you guys have listened to this and you went out and started your own podcast or plan to do so, reach out to us because we want to create a community of podcast hosts and people that are working on podcasts like ours so that we could connect, we could share ideas, and we could all get better by connecting and being together and sharing our ideas. So reach out to us. We'd love to see if this podcast was a result of you going out and starting something great. And we'd love to connect with you guys. So reach out to us. We're always, you know, free and available and looking to chat with our audience and learn from you guys. So thank you so much again for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you guys on our next episode. Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.